Mirror Gloucestershire Archives with John Davis, and John's very kindly brought in a photo of a Fielding social event. John, what is this event that we can see here?
Well, if my memory serves me correct, it's I think it was Gerald Moore's 18th birthday party, and it took place in the Triangle in Cinderford. I think it was Moore's Cafe, it was called. It was quite a social event, and there were quite a number of us there, around, all around about the same age. I think I can name them all. There was, starting from the left, there was David Jones, Roy Bullock, Gerald Moore himself, Brian Stevens, Graham Grillam, Bill Wagner, Kenny Allen, myself, and Peter Wood. I don't remember much about the event, but I think, well, you know, if Fielding's guys get together, we always have a good time, so I'm sure we all enjoyed it, and we're all looking quite happy here, so all must have gone well on the evening.
And Moore's Cafe in Cinderford, was that a regular place that you would go to socialise?
No, not really. I believe one of Gerald's relations sort of either owned or ran this cafe, and it was just a venue that, you know, that sort of presented itself.
And the people pictured in this photo, they all worked in the drawing office, did they?
No. I kind of think where they did work. David Jones, I think he was a fitter. Roy was in the drawing office. Gerald, Brian, Graham Grillam. I'm not sure. Bill Wagner was a fitter. Kenny Allen was as well. And Pete Wood. So it was like drawing office and the fitting shop. But we'd probably been all apprentices round about the same time, so we all knew one another pretty well.
And what do you remember of some of the people in this photo, John? Can you tell us what they were like as characters?
I remember Gerald himself. He was a bit of a whiz kid on a motorbike. He had, I think it was a twin-cylinder Douglas. And there was when he used to come roaring in through the works gate, turn right to go up the ramp to the motorcycle rack, and there was always a scrape marks where one of his cylinders had dragged the floor. So Rory, they called him. He was quite a lad. As far as the others went, nothing particular comes to mind. No, I can't. All great guys, you know, but I can't think of anything at the moment that really sort of stands out other than I said about Gerald.
And it was Gerald Moore's birthday, and you think it might have been about his 18th. So whenabouts in time are we talking here? When would this photo have been taken, roughly?
Oh, dear me. I would say, at a guess, it's back in the late 50s, I would have thought. I could be wrong there. Can you?
We'll do some calculations on that one for certain. Is there anything else, John, about the photo that you'd like to add? The sorts of things that happened at birthday parties or any memories of socialising with this group of guys?
I don't think this one, as far as I can remember, it was quite a sort of a quiet event. I don't think there were any raucous singing or anything like that. It was just a nice evening. I think we had some drinks. There had obviously been a cafe. There were lots of food in that, and it was just nice to, you know, feel guys put together because, I was sort of the closest to Cinderford at the time because I lived in Drybrook. But God, a lot of the lads had to come out from Gloucester and other various parts of the forest. But I think one of those occasions where you could park anywhere in the street, so parking wouldn't have been a problem. But to try to park in Cinderford Triangle now, I think would have been almost impossible.
That's lovely. Thank you, John.